This is the Blackhawks Talk podcast presented by Coors Light. I am Pat Boyle with Charlie Romeliotis. And on this podcast, we hear from Commissioner Gary Bettman after the Blackhawks hire a former federal prosecutor to lead an independent review of the allegations of sexual assault by former Hawks video coach Brad Aldridge.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.
Born in the Rockies, Coors Light is lagered cold for a crisp, clean taste. Filtered cold to ensure clarity and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve the world's most refreshing beer.
Did you know that 80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? It's staggering. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com. When you buy Good Ranchers, not only are you getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. GoodRanchers.com safely delivers American craft beef, better than organic chicken, and more, delivered quickly and safely to your door. Don't play the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from with GoodRanchers.com. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use the code Chicago for $20 off and free express shipping. All right, Charlie, we begin with news on Monday that The Athletic reported and then the NHL confirmed that CEO Danny Wernz sent an internal memo to Blackhawks staff that said the team has hired former federal prosecutor Reed Scherr of Jenner and Block. He'll lead an independent review of the allegations of sexual assault by former Blackhawks video coach Brad Aldridge from the year 2010 and the alleged refusal to report it to police. In the internal memo, Wirtz said, "We want to reiterate to you that we take the allegations described in these lawsuits very seriously. They in no way reflect this organization's culture or values." Wirtz also said, "Mr. Scherr and his firm have significant experience conducting independent investigative reviews. They have no previous ties to the Blackhawks organization and have been directed to follow the facts wherever they lead." The team also said in that internal memo that they'll refrain from further comment until the review and legal process is complete.
Yeah, so WBZ, TSN, and The Athletic have been all over this, these reported allegations. And WBZ was the Chicago radio station that first reported the lawsuit that got filed back in May. And so, you know, just a quick refresher, that the lawsuit is from an unnamed former Blackhawks player who was part of the 2010 Stanley Cup winning team. And the lawsuit alleges that he and an unidentified teammate were sexually assaulted by former video coach Brad Aldridge, who didn't return after that season. Now, a second lawsuit was filed in May from a former Michigan high school hockey player who alleges that he was sexually assaulted by Aldridge in 2013. And so that unidentified player is now suing the Blackhawks for allegedly giving Aldridge a letter of reference when he left the team after 2010, despite them allegedly knowing about the misconducts. So now Aldridge is 38 years old. He was convicted in 2013 of an unrelated fourth degree criminal sexual conduct involving a student in Michigan. And he's now a registered sex offender in that state. Now, before he was there a year prior, he had resigned from his position as director of hockey operations at Miami University in 2012. And Miami has now hired a law firm to investigate Aldridge's time there.
And then, Charlie, TSN reported last week that former Blackhawks skills coach Paul Vincent called a meeting before the 2010 Western Conference Finals to inform the management group of the allegations by the two players and to advise the executives to report the incident to police. But according to Vincent, they did not. The Blackhawks have asked a court to dismiss the cases because they were not filed within the appropriate limitation period. Now, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly were asked on Monday, right before the game one of the Stanley Cup final, about the allegations made against the Blackhawks.
Gary, the Chicago Blackhawks launched an investigation today into allegations into Bradley Aldrich. I'm curious, when did the league learn of these allegations, and when did the league at some point figure out that the Blackhawks perhaps did not handle this correctly?
Well, first of all, we learned relatively recently, considering that the allegations, I think, at least from what we know publicly, are 10 years old or thereabouts. And we believed that it was appropriate in the first instance for there to be an independent investigation, which has been commissioned previously by the Blackhawks and is underway. This is obviously a matter of litigation. We'll await the findings from the independent investigation, which is being conducted by Jenner and Block, which has no connection to either the Blackhawks or the league, and it's being spearheaded by a former federal prosecutor. So we'll await the results of the investigation and then decide what, if anything, needs to be done from our standpoint.
Can you clarify with the Blackhawks situation? Did you guys coordinate with the team, that is the league, on their investigation, or how did that play out as opposed to maybe doing one independently on your own?
Well, it's being done independently by a law firm that's been retained. We're satisfied that the retention has been appropriate. And in the first instance, we're going to wait and see what the results are from this investigation. And then we'll determine what, if anything, we need to do to follow up.
Gary, you said that you became aware of the allegations against Brad Aldrich relatively recently. When did you specifically become aware of those allegations, and how were you made aware of those allegations?
I think you should answer that question.
Yeah, I couldn't give you a specific time period, Katie. As Gary said, it was relatively recently. We were made aware of those allegations by counsel for the Chicago Blackhawks.
Would the NHL consider punishment to the individuals or the clubs with the Chicago Blackhawks, depending on what the review shows?
All options are available if there's something that warrants punishment. And I think we need to wait and see what the result of the investigation and the litigation that seems to be pending as well. These are allegations. What we know is based on what's public. And that's why we're going to be interested to see what the investigation reveals and doesn't reveal. And so I think everybody needs to not get ahead of themselves. These are allegations that relate to a period of time that's quite some time ago, and sometimes it takes a little bit of time to piece things together. When we get all the information, we will do what is necessary and appropriate at the time.
Do you anticipate the findings of that investigation being made public, or is that going to stay in-house?
Let us see what the investigation reveals, and then we can figure out what comes next. I think everybody's jumping too far too fast. This is going to be handled appropriately and professionally and done right.
Gary, just going back to the Blackhawks situation, what was your reaction to the allegations?
The reaction, whenever you hear allegations like that, are concerning. But my first reaction is, tell me the facts. And once we know what the facts are, we're in a better position to evaluate what may or may not need to be done.
So, Charlie, the commissioner and the Blackhawks will wait to see what the independent review reveals. We will continue to monitor this story and bring you the facts as they come to light.
Yeah, so obviously these are very serious allegations, and you know, here on the Blackhawks Talk podcast, we've been trying to release 1 to 2 episodes per week to in the off season to kind of keep you informed on what's going on in Blackhawks land. And we have some fun interviews coming up with Brandon Hagel, and the expansion draft is coming up, the NHL draft, free agency. So there's a lot going on in the next couple weeks and months, but we felt like it was appropriate to kind of address the situation and acknowledge what's going on with the Blackhawks. And we'll obviously keep you updated as this story develops, but that's where we stand right now.
Yeah. That's next episode. We'll have Brandon Hagel fresh off winning the gold medal at the World Championships. So we'll hear from Hagel on the next edition. Thank you for listening to the Blackhawks Talk podcast presented by Coors Light. For Charlie Romeliotis, I'm Pat Boyle. We'll catch you next time.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.